welcome back to another episode of Big Titan Talk. You guys, this is your resident AOT podcast. We're doing all things season 4 of Attack on Titan. This is it, the final season. And today we're going to be talking about episode 11. And if we're really only going to get 16 episodes, that means we're close to the end. But today I have a very special guest. We have Aiden from H&L Kicks. He's our first return podcaster. Welcome back to the podcast, Aiden.
Thank you for having me, Lene. I appreciate you.
And this is our first time recording in person. Thank God. Zoom is a nightmare. But we're here, we're excited, and we're about to talk this last episode. First, let's talk a little bit about you guys. Last time we talked, you guys were working on a few different projects, and I've been following y'all on Instagram, so tell me more about y'all's dunks.
Okay, so for those that do not know, we started our own low to high dunk collection where we recreate Nike dunks, low tops into high tops. And one shoe upcoming are the 7-Elevens that we're making, and we're gonna do a little skit for this shoe just to start the YouTube video off. We're gonna walk into a 7-Eleven, and I'm gonna have that conversation with the person behind the register, and I'm gonna give them the shoes, and I'm gonna act like I'm gonna ring them up. I'm like, hey man, y'all got the dunks? and he's gonna be like, who's asking? I'm H&L Kicks.
I've never seen the 7-Eleven dunks before. Are they like them? The color of the 7-Eleven, the green, red, yellow?
Green, orange, and red.
Green, orange, and red. Okay, cool. So what's your favorite pair of dunks then?
My favorite pair of dunks. I'll say my favorite pair of dunks would have to be the Travis Scott dunks. And we recreated that design, so.
The one with the, what is it, the plaid and the like?
The plaid and the paisley bandana print.
Okay. Okay, so how did you guys get this idea to do this?
To recreate?
Yeah.
I mean, me and Trey both really love the dunks and how Nike is really just going crazy on all these colorways. So we're thinking like, man, these are hyped on low tops.
Mm-hmm.
High tops, people don't really have a need for a high top dunk. So they're slowly transitioning into dropping high tops. So we feel like customizing high tops and the wave of high tops coming back will work hand in hand. So that would be pretty cool.
Okay. All right. So I had this idea. Now, hear me out. And, you know, I don't know if this already exists. And if it does, nobody better steal my idea. In fact, I'm going to dang near go and get... What do you do for ideas? It's not an LLC. What do you do for ideas? A patent?
Right, patent idea.
Yeah, I'm a patent this idea, y'all. Okay, but I was thinking about this. Like, wouldn't it be super cool if there was an anime that was, like, about shoes? Like, about sneakerheads and stuff? But I was like, because you know how some anime has, like, hip-hop or just urban influence? You know, like Samurai Champloo or, you know, Boondocks isn't necessarily an anime, quote-unquote, but... You know, like that sort of feel, but even more like colorful and everything. But I had this thought, like, what if it was about these like two, you know, I want to have a black protagonist or a black female protagonist so bad. And I was like, it would be cool if it was like a pair of twins and like the anime was about them. Like, man, y'all, somebody better not steal this idea, I swear to God. But, like, if it was about, like, them trying to have, like, the best sneaker collection or whatever, like, that's what the, like, goal is of the anime, but they have to, like, do hella stuff to collect, like, all these sneakers and stuff. Like, maybe, like, one of them goes to this, like, sneaker shop, and it's, like, this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay, I like the idea, I'm not gonna lie. I really do like the idea.
Because I feel like the shoes animated could be super cool.
And... they can actually go as far as to reference real life
shoes.
Right,
that's what I was thinking. Like, no, for real. Like, they have on, like, Jordans and, like, actually, you know, have the shoes. And, like, I think that could be a really cool idea.
That is a very cool idea. It ties back into the culture and not more so the resale market. So the love for the shoes. They're collecting the shoes because they love the shoes versus they're collecting the shoes to get a profit.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so I'm going to hit y'all up for some I'm gonna start riding that, and I'm gonna be like, okay, y'all, I need some help, because y'all know I don't know about my shoes. I feel like since we become closer, it's crazy how much I've learned about these shoes. Like, the fact that I did not realize that most of the Nikes coming out are not Jordans. I thought Jordan had a monopoly on Nike, y'all, for real. I really was like, oh, these are Jordans. No, I'm like, these aren't Jordans, but yeah. So what are you watching right now? Are you watching, do you guys even have time to watch anime for real, other than AOT?
We don't really have time. Trey's been watching the Fire Force. I've been watching The Promised Neverland. Mm. Most definitely. Okay. I haven't been watching it since that little recap episode that blew me, but shit.
No, that definitely blew me. I don't know about y'all, but I've never seen, I really truly cannot think of an anime that did a recap after 5 episodes. I'm like, what are we doing here? Now, granted, they gave us a little bit of recap from, like, the first season, a little bit, but mainly it was what has happened so far in the second season. I'm like, we just watched this.
Got done seeing this.
And even thinking about some other recap episodes, like the recaps in Avatar, and I think they did the same thing in Korra, I can't remember, but like how in Avatar, the recap was still like a new episode, but they were like doing a play about the past. And that was so cool to me. It was like, we're still seeing something new and fresh, you know what I mean? But it's not, but it's still like retelling what has happened so far in Avatar. But this, I'm like, we just now seeing Norman and y'all trying to tell me that we getting a recap. And I know that, you know, the manga readers and stuff are pretty upset at how the season's going. I'm not going to say all of that. I feel like it was going pretty good until that.
The recap episode really just blew it. How you going to drop some super fire?
Super fire. I did not expect that. And it's crazy because you have been saying for so long that Norman was coming.
I knew it. I felt it in my soul.
I'm going to have to put a spoiler alert in this. I totally forgot. We over here talking about, yeah, and guess what else happened? But it's okay. I'll put a spoiler alert. But yes, like, when you said that the first time, I was like, that little kid ain't coming back. He is gone, boy. But here he is. I definitely didn't think that those things, that was going to be Norman, though, at all. I thought there were going to be more demons that were, like, not necessarily good demons, but just demons with ulterior motives. You know what I mean? That weren't, like, just, we're going to capture you and take you back to the farm.
When you told me that I was going to like the episode, I knew it. Not that I knew that Norman was going to come back. I was like, man, if I'm going to like the episode, some going to bust. And I see that it's coming down, so now they got their back against the wall. You know what I'm saying? They're about to be over with. Spoiler alert.
Over with.
Here comes, you know what I'm saying, the man of the hour.
Literally the man of the hour. Man, they just look too... Okay, I have to get this off my heart about Promised Neverland, and then we're going to get into AOT, okay? They just seem too calm and too collected. Now, I would say the one moment where I was like, okay, this is real. Why are you laughing? I'm serious. I was like, why are these little kids so chill? Like, that does not make any sense to me. I can't remember what episode it was, but some episode, I want to say it was the episode before, no, I think it was the episode we saw Norman. So, like, in the beginning of the episode when Emma's kind of doubting herself and she's like, what the hell did I do? We're literally in a terrible spot right now. Like, we don't have enough food. Like, I brought all these kids out here and I have to protect them, but, like, what am I supposed to do? Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. And, like, Ray kind of, like, told her, like, no, don't put that on yourself. We'll be fine. That was the first moment in a while that I've been like, okay, this is a real moment right now. She is going through it as she should be. Like, what do you, you know? Even, like, the first episode of the season when they were running from that big-ass monster. Do you remember that? And she had, like, the little kid or whatever in her hands. She's like, it's okay. And she's, like, smiling and stuff. I'm like, it's not okay. Like, what are you doing? But,
She's 12. She's not even 12 and she's doing this.
She's not even 12. Like, I'm like, how are y'all not scared?
I'm 23. I'm shitting bricks.
No, definitely. But yeah, I mean, we'll see. I haven't seen the episode past the recap. I'm a little behind. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. I feel like this happens often when, you know, manga readers, when the anime really does venture off from the manga, and the manga readers are like, what the hell? This is not what happens, or, you know, they skip chapters or whatever, they totally changed it. But for me, as long as it still is a good narrative and it makes sense, and it's, you know, if it's two totally kind of different stories,
that's fun.
That's fun.
Makes you have to read it.
Right. And then it's like, now I'm going to read it and see, you know, how that was. But that recap really blew me. But we'll see, though. I think it can be redeemed. I don't know what they were thinking with that one, but.
Like, before we start on AOT, mm-hmm. I have to ask, like, are you going to drop any the Promised Neverland content?
So, I had some ideas, but to be honest, like, I just continue to go back and forth on how I feel about the show. I need to see these past couple of episodes to see, like, how into it I really am. Like, I want to see what happens every week, but I don't know if I'm into it enough to really dig deep. I mean, you know, I'm putting out AOT videos all the time. But, right. Yeah, I almost, well, y'all see, y'all need to tune into my YouTube and find out. But I have a video planned. But again, it kind of depends on how these next two episodes go, if I actually shoot it or not. But yeah, so stay tuned. Probably, though, I've been watching it enough. And like I said, I'm definitely still invested in the story. But if these next two episodes are boo-boo, I might have to drop it. No, if they boo-boo, I might have to let it go. Y'all might not see nothing about Promised Neverland for me. But so yeah, to be continued. But yeah, let's get into Attack on Titan, this last episode. So, guys, I can't lie. This might be my least favorite episode of Attack on Titan ever. Now, that's not to say it wasn't a decent episode. I just think Attack on Titan is brilliant and all the episodes are amazing. But this one left a lot for me to be desired. How are you feeling overall?
I beg to differ.
Beg to differ?
Yeah, just understanding the full, like, picture now. Mm-hmm. Looking back, I appreciate this episode a lot more than I originally did.
Okay, pause, because I have to just say that Aiden missed an integral key part of the episode. And he thought the episode was good, and then I gave him the key part, like, oh, you didn't, like, I said something, he was like, what, that, I'm just, why am I not saying it, like, they haven't seen the episode. But Aiden didn't realize that the family or the farm or whatever that Gabby and Falco ended up at was Sasha's family's farm. And that, to me, like, totally shapes the episode, but I feel like the ball was slightly dropped. Although, this could be, like, a slightly two-part episode, you know what I mean? Like, this could kind of, like, really ease us into the second, so we'll see. But I just kind of feel like, where's the character development? I feel as though this episode focused on Falco and Gabby, right? But are Falco and Gabby in the same spot?
Right, Ben and Mia.
What'd you say?
Ben and Mia.
Ben and Mia? What's that?
Falco and Gabby.
You're right. Yeah, they were Ben and Mia. Who is that? I don't know why when you said that, I was thinking about, you know how when Hanji had those titans? Yeah, I was supposed to be like, are those titan names? Like, what are you talking about? But yeah, I'm just like, where is the character development? But to be honest, like, well, let me hear your thoughts on Gabby.
On Gabby?
Yeah.
Man, one, she does not fold. She does not bend. She is resilient. I really don't like her. you know what I'm saying? To say the least. But what blew me is after Falco just explained to the other girl what had happened 4 years prior and apologized for her mother being eaten, Gabby just has the nerve to say, had the nerve to ask him, why is he apologizing for that shit?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Gabby, get your goof ass on, Gabby.
Yeah.
I'm mad Sasha, you know what I'm saying? Ain't murk your ass.
No, seriously. At this point, I'm just like, Lord have mercy. Now, my thing is, you know, Gabby's determined, like you said, she's resilient, all that stuff, but it gets to a point where it's like you're too stuck in your ways. Like, you are just so into this. Like, it's like just blind infatuation with this idea of being the perfect LDN and proving to the world. Like, my thing is, Gabby, do you feel like, first off, it's been 100 years. It's been 100 years, okay? What has really... Granted, they're not probably in the same spot they were 100 years ago. I'm sure, like we saw in Marley, there are soldiers that do, like, talk to them like normal people. And, you know, it's a little bit better in Marley. But at the same time, like, no, y'all are still in the same situation. Right. Y'all are still in the same situation. Y'all are still being made into Titans. You guys are still being fed to the wolves every single day. And you're no different. You're literally going to be made into a monster to kill people. Like, you are being made into the thing that you are calling the people on Paradise Island for. Like, bad, like, devils. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. That, it just doesn't make sense to me. But yeah, I'm just like, at one point, do you just feel like you are a pawn? Do you think she realized? Nah, she doesn't. She doesn't understand that.
Right, Gabby right now is a black person that hates being black.
She is a black person that hates being black, boy. I'm Gabby. The amount of times that she didn't say, like, your people or what, you know, the people of this. I'm like, aren't you going to be turned into a Titan too?
Right, like, your cousins. Those are...
Talk about those your cousins. But no, seriously, like, I don't know. It's just the whole, like, trying to prove that you are righteous and these people are not. But don't think about these people over here because we're, like... But my point is, the reason why I was kind of, like, icky about the episode isn't because that's how she is. Like, that is just, that's how she is, right? Probably her being on Paradise Island made it worse. We saw her in the beginning of the episode willing to do anything to get out of jail. And... I'm just like, Gabby, you still feel like this? Do you notice where you are? These people are normal people just like you. Zeke, you now know Zeke wasn't on y'all's side. Like, Falco has told you now that even Reiner was like, I'm so sorry about what we did. Like, what? And remember when they were at the dinner table when Reiner kind of talked about Paradise Island? And Gabby was like, whoa, wait, they aren't devils? I thought they were devils, you know? I'm like, you had so many moments to just kind of, like, at least crack that exterior. And even just thinking about the fact that when they were on the ship, John could have 100% killed y'all. They could have thrown y'all off the ship. Or not the ship, but the blimp?
Right, whatever it was. Yeah. Could have thrown them off, could have killed them, you know what I'm saying?
You could have been gone. But these people really took you in. The jail wasn't a jail. They looked like they was, like, in a little dorm. You know what I mean? So, I'm just like, at what point do you let it go? Or not even, I'm not even going to say that far as to let it go. But at least, like, show some sort of compassion. This girl literally took y'all in, knowing that y'all were from Marley. Knowing what the plan already is, you know. Marley literally attacked... Y'all are the reason her mother is dead. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I don't know.
And
I just don't
that
know.
That whole armband thing, that Marley and Soldier armband, and Falco's just letting her know, like, hey, just pull that off. You know what I'm saying? You're easily distinguishable with that on. And she's just being a brat about it. You know what I'm saying? Gabby make you not like her.
Yeah. No, seriously. It's just to the point where, again, we're at episode 11, and we're still here. We're still here. I just was like, I just want Falco to kind of be a, maybe just like a greater influence on her.
There's nothing he can do. He's been trying. Every single time he talks to her, he's trying to let her know that she's tweaking. And she still keeps, she continues to tweak. I really like Falco.
I like Falco too. You know. He just senses that this is not the way the world should be. Now... I slightly know some information, kind of, so I don't want to talk about Falco for real, but I don't know. I gotta stay off YouTube for real, because I keep seeing all these video titles of stuff. Like, I think manga readers are, like, making videos about where the manga's at, and it's not good for me.
Yeah, what you trying to do? Check up on what's going on. I know,
it's not good. I'm like, what the say? Who is that? But
I don't know not one person that like Gabby. And if there's one person that like Gabby, I don't, I feel like that just speaks volumes on.
I think that Gabby's character is likable in the sense of, you know, there are those characters that stay true to themselves. There are always those anime characters that are like, these are the morals and the values I will stand on. and I will die on those values, you know? Like, I feel like there have been characters that Naruto didn't fully... You know, and Naruto's not a good... That's not a good example. I feel like Naruto turned everybody
Like, Zabuza, I know people that like Zabuza, you know what I'm saying? And there's people that don't like him, obviously, but most definitely he has people that like him. I can't see people that really can wrap themselves around, you know what I'm saying, Gabi as a character, given what she's on now. People are bringing you into the crib, feeding you. And she pats your head to, you know what I'm saying, you must be tired. And you act like, and you spaz?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She smacked her hand off.
It's one thing if it's like confusion and like, I don't know how to feel anymore. I'm just trying to process everything. Like, I don't freaking know. But it just seems like it's not that. It seems way more of I'm will again die standing on this Marley Hill, and that's just it. That's just the end of it. Yeah. But her whole thing about wanting to find Zeke is so stupid. It's so dumb. Like, literally, what are you gonna do? Either he's going to kill you. Well, okay, remember when he says, like, can I have Gabi and Falco or whatever? Like, can they come see the sights? Do you remember that? Like, when Levi, when they pulled up to the forest and Levi was like, this where you about to be staying? And he was like, what the hell? He was like, oh, do you mind if I show Gabi and Falco, like, the sights or whatever? And he was like, whether they live or die depends on how you act. Like, if you, you know, cooperate with us type of shit, you know? And... that makes me think, what was he about to do? Like, you know, what was his plan for them or with them now that he knows that they're there? Because I'm sure at this point he's reworked something in his head. Like, you know, I don't think he just gonna let them. Well, obviously they're out of the jail, but I don't think he would just let them sit in jail. But I feel like if Gabi approaches him on some, like, off the wall, like, you are a traitor, he would probably just kill her.
I see that. Was definitely do see that,
cause the scheme is just too big.
Yeah, she gonna come on too aggressive, damn near. You saw how she grabbed a rock right when that little girl pulled up. What you think she gonna do to Zeke? She gonna come out of her body, do something.
Yeah, definitely come out of her body, man. Yeah. Ooh, Lord. Ooh, okay. Another thing I had a problem with in this episode was really. I understand the choice of making, you know, where they ended up Sasha's family's farm. It makes sense. And I do feel like they're going to address it in the next episode. Like, I feel like, well, I don't know. We'll see. But I'm hoping that Gabi realizes that or puts two and two together eventually. But, you know, I feel like that has to happen. I feel like it has to. Like, her family is literally taking care of this little girl that killed their daughter.
Yeah, and especially with them going to that restaurant that's ran by Marley and
her soldier. Right, right. I feel like it's going to come out.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Because he went to the funeral and told his pops that he could eat for free.
Right. So they're going to show up. Gabi and Falco are going to be there. Old dude, what was his name? I can never remember. I can't remember, but the guy who liked Sasha and the chef, I feel like he's gonna be like, what are y'all doing here? And that's gonna set off a crap storm.
She's gonna find out who that hero is that little girl is talking about the next episode. I do feel that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now we just heard a story about Sasha and how Sasha saved this little girl literally right before the episode ended. So I really do feel like we're gonna have that little piece of information is gonna be brought to life for Gabi. I feel that for sure. Yeah,
I think it has to. I mean, I genuinely feel like it's gonna be soon that there has to be some sort of shift. So one thing that I am just very sad about, Hanji. Right now she's getting stressed, pressed, doing what she can, and I just wish she was making decisions based off of completely what she wants to do. I understand that there's so much new information to go off of, but, you know, I feel like Captain Irwin, I mean, she even said this, but I feel like Captain Irwin is always ready to just, you know, do what he is determined to do. You know what I mean? But Hanji's, like, really in her head, and that scene where she comes to the, I don't know what building that was, but when she comes to that building, and they're, like, all of the fans or whatever, the people from Shiganshia or whatever, and they're like, what's gonna happen? Or are you guys keeping Eren locked up? Why are y'all keeping him locked up and stuff? And she's like, whatever we do is for the best of Eldia or whatever, Eldians. And I don't know. She just seems like she's just losing her spunk to me, and her, I don't know what how exactly to explain it. Like, do you get what I'm trying to say, though?
She's really losing it just on the strength that, like, she knows damn near that they gotta let Eren out.
Yeah.
You know, and she feels like right now what she's doing is best, but she's also knows deep down inside that it may not be the best. Yeah. So she is, you know what I'm saying, really stuck between that rock and that hard place.
Like, it may not be what she really wants to do, but it's probably what has to happen.
Next episode, I think we might have to see Eren, you know what I'm saying, kicking it outside that cell, because you saw what was going on in Marley.
Yeah.
They were talking about, oh, we got a plan for 6 months. Hey, man, fuck the 6 months. We got to do this shit now.
Yeah.
They think we cool and trying to rebuild shit. We on their ass now.
Okay, but does Marley have a chance at all? They have the weakest Titans on their side right now. Well, in my opinion, you know how I feel about Kart and Kart and Jaw Titan.
You don't rank the Titans already.
Right. If you don't know how I feel about the Titans, go ahead and check that video out. But, I just feel like those two are the weakest. And then Armored Titan. Oh, I was going to say, too, I feel like Reiner is going to, he's going to jump ship. I think he's going to be on. I don't foresee him going to Paradise Island, destroying Eldians and being, or destroying the people of Paradise Island and literally being, like, Team Marley. I don't foresee it at all. Mm-hmm. I think his number one priority is going to be to save Falco and Gabby. But other than that, I really can foresee him slightly joining the other team or just playing his role in a different way. I don't think he's going to be like how Kart and Jaw Titan are going to be at all. I mean, he's already lost his will to fight multiple times. And the only thing that brought him back was Gabby and Falco's voices. And I feel like once he sees that they're not dead, well, I don't know. I don't know what's about to happen. Because if they, I don't think that Falco's going to die, but I could foresee Gabby dying for sure. But I don't think Falco's going to die.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
When do you think Annie's coming back?
I don't know if I think Annie's going to come back.
For real?
I don't know. Like,
I think she's coming back soon.
What do you think the circumstances would be for her to come back?
Because, right, she's just crystallizing, right? She looks like how the Warhammer Titan was looking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like something's going to... I need her to come back before the years are over with, you know what I'm saying? Before she dies with the Titan.
I agree, but what do you think... So, but how do you think that she'll come back? Like, you think Marley will Marley will come over and, like, wake her up? Or you think maybe Armin might, like... plead to her to kind of wake up? I don't know.
You know, Armin's been talking to her.
He has been. Yeah. But honestly, the conversation of where Annie's, you know, heart really is at, her heart is at her home with her dad and with her family. You know, I don't think she really even... I think Annie at this point is just staying in that crystal until she feels like she can get back to Marley. So I don't know what would happen if she wakes up. Do you think she would wake up ready to fight? And on what side?
No, that's the only chance I feel like Marley has of competing.
If female Titan wakes up.
If female Titan
wakes up. Yeah, that's real.
You know what I'm saying? So she wakes up, it's on and popping.
But do you think if she wakes up, she's going to be like, yeah, I'm on Kart and Jaw Titan side. Well, I guess also Reiner's side. Also, though, I have to point out, there were points in this story where, or this season, where I was like, okay, so this isn't going to be a fight between Marley and Paradise Island. But now it's like, okay, this is going to be a fight. Or at least it seems like it's going to be a fight between Marley and Paradise Island.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking it really was about to be a whole world thing to end the season. And I'm like, that seems like a lot, but this seems more plausible to me now.
Yeah, they were trying to make it a world thing, but you know what I'm saying? They're not going to wait them 6 months to get all the allied forces together.
Yeah, like, what do they even really... Why do they even think they have a full 6 months? Did they say that? They were just saying, we need 6 months to get it together.
Get all the allied forces and everybody, all the other countries.
But it's like, that's so much time. For real, Zeke and them could do whatever they wanted to do right now. You know, they could do it tomorrow. Like, why would they even think that 6 months is even a feasible time?
Because they're thinking they're probably...
trying to get their plan and stuff together, plead to other places.
Maybe I don't know if they're thinking that. But I think they're more so just thinking that they're already defeated. They're trying to rebuild right now. You know what I'm saying? They're not really worried. I think that Marley is thinking that Paradis is not worried about Marley right now. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So they probably feel like they got that 6 month window. Mm-hmm. Till they feel like, okay, now they're back in order. Let's get back on that. Versus, you know what I'm saying? But honestly, you wouldn't want to fight somebody while they're down. You know what I'm saying? You don't feel the urge to urgently fight somebody while they're down, I feel like.
That's true. So you're saying that about Paradise Island doesn't feel the need to fight Marley when they're down?
Like, right now. So I feel like when Marley get on that with Parody, it's going to be just out of nowhere, not expected at all. But they still need the female Titan, you know what I'm saying, to win. For sure.
And they can't even create more Titans right now. Oh, well, I guess they have the Titan Serum. Dang.
But they're going to create more regular Titans.
Yeah, more regular Titans. But that's still... Like, if they pulled up... If Marley pulled up right now with, like, 100,000 regular Titans, that's still a lot. Like, even with, you know, Beast Titan... Well, no. Just kidding. I take that all back. If Beast Titan is on their side, he can control them. He can be like, stop moving. You know what I mean? And they have to stop moving.
Right. Yeah. So
man, I don't know what they gonna do.
Yeah, they owe it. They owe it. They need female Titan to have a chance for sure.
Man, but again though, it's not. It really isn't even Marley versus Paradise Island, because Paradise Island right now is not on one accord. Like, no one knows really what Aaron is trying to do, because Aaron said he wasn't trying to do the rumbling. He has been saying, like, that's not what I want to do. Zeke is like, I'm trying to do the rumbling, you know what I mean? So I don't know. Like, it seems like, from what we have been told and what we have been following so far, Aaron and all of them MO, Aaron, Armin, Mikasa, all of them, their MO, their main thing is to protect Paradise Island and to try to convince the rest of the world that, you know, Eldians aren't as bad as they think they are and that they want peace too, right? Zeke's MO to me is more like, we need to be the world power. Like, that's it. Like, we need to restore the Eldian Empire. And so I don't know if I feel like Aaron is leaning more toward that or not. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I don't think Aaron is leaning toward restoring the Eldian Empire versus keeping Armin and Mikasa safe. You know, he cares way more about that than pretty much anything else.
Does he, though? Last episode, we heard, you know, what Connie and Jean said. Like,
about him laughing?
Him laughing and him, like, just kind of throwing them to the wolves. Like, throwing himself to the wolves and hoping that they follow him and hoping for the best. Like, the plan really was, could have killed all of them. They all could have not gotten out of there. Although, I feel like Colossal Titan is insurance. If you have Colossal Titan on your side, like, you're good. You're good. You guys can escape anything. But I don't know what I think his whole thing is. Him even, like I said in my last podcast, him threatening Hanji like that was so ridiculous. So ridiculous. And we just haven't gotten a chance to hear any of his, you know, his inner dialogue at all. So we don't know what he's thinking. But one thing that I was literally genuinely in awe and shock about was the fact that he has so many fans.
Aaron.
Mm-hmm. And people are like following him, like, let him out, release him. I feel like Flock is gonna try to break him out.
You think so? Aaron most definitely does have some fans, though.
Oh, nah, wait. Flock is locked up. They locked them all up.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They did. Yes. Lord have mercy. Wow. But so another kind of interesting moment. We meet that girl. And I don't know if you remember this. I only remember this moment because I just watched this episode the other day with one of my friends. But in early in season one, when they were first, when the Colossal Titan has showed up again, and I think kicked the wall. Was it Wall Maria? I don't know. But one of the walls had been breached. And this was like before they were even scouts. Like this is when they were cadets, but they hadn't even decided to become scouts or anything yet. And Mikasa like saved the young girl. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So like that's the young girl that was in jail now. And that moment when they were in jail, like when Mikasa was visiting her, or I don't know, locking her up or whatever she was doing, and the girl like does the little scout salute to the chest, and then Mikasa has that like moment of like
when
that Aaron flashback saved her and stuff. Yeah, that was weird to me.
That was weird. That was weird. But she was but she had like made a reference to saving Aaron or something like that. What did she say again? I can't.
What do you mean?
What did she say to Mikasa right before she had that?
I thought she was saying something like, I don't remember the exact words, but I thought it was like the essence of like, isn't that why you join the scouts, to make sure Aaron stays safe? And like, what are you doing now? He's in jail, type of thing. That's what I thought it was. She was trying to say.
And then it's just along them lines, just something along them lines. But she had that bow. Aaron saved me when we were kids, you know what I'm saying? Had that flashback right then.
But it seemed like an incontrollable, it seemed like a painful thing. Like, ah, like, why is that happening right now? It didn't just seem like
is painful, though. You got to think about it. She just witnessed her mom and dad get killed.
I know, but she's thought about it. But it didn't seem like this is a sad moment, me pull the scarf up over my face. It seemed like a literal, like, something was zapping in her head. Do you know what I'm
flashback
trying to? Yeah, but like, you know the moment when they say the Ackermans like get their powers, how they like have this like jolt of whatever, and then they all of a sudden like not get their powers, but when they activate their powers or whatever, that's what it kind of seemed like to me, like a moment, like not just like, oh, I'm having a flashback and it's like, damn, I don't want to think about that, but literally like, oh, like yeah, that's what it felt like to me. I don't know though. This is something that I think about all the time, but again, we kind of talked about going back and watching the dubbed version, but just how different the dub and sub, the intention behind things can be. We were talking about the moment in, I think it was the episode 6, I want to say, when Warhammer was like, Aaron Yeager, do you have any final words? And in the English version, he says, what did he say? Oh, now Mikasa or something like that, like something very fine, like definitely it just seemed like definite to me, and it came across like he knew that Mikasa was about to pull up. And then in the Japanese version, it was like, now or never, Mikasa. And to me, that's giving more like, I don't know if she's about to come, like
she's about to murk me,
right? Like, I might die, right? Literally like, oh, if you're gonna come, now's the time, girl. But like the other one felt more like there was like a specific plan, now you're supposed to pop out, type of deal. So, with that being said, it's just hard to really understand the intention behind things, I think, because we are watching the Japanese version. You know, it's, you can't really read the animation's facials all the time. I think Attack on Titan, they keep it very, like, plain-faced. Everyone's generally stale-facing, except for Hanji, you know? Unless they're, like, crying hysterically. Like, you know, Naruto, I feel like they're always making all types of expressions and stuff. But, like, this one, it's not really like that. So, I don't know. It's kind of hard. It's hard to read these moments, kind of. But, man, I need to start seeing some ends tied up. What are we about to have? Episode 12 is about to come out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I just feel like I have way too many questions at this point. Like, are we ever going to find out how they solve the Eldian Dilemma?
in a movie.
You think it's going to be in a movie? You think they're going to just...
I hope not.
I hope not, too.
I hope you just get to enjoy every episode, you know what I'm saying, that gets dropped. But I do feel like we're going to get left with a fat-ass question mark into a movie.
Man, Shango said that. Duncan said that. Other people I've had the podcast have said that. Oh, yeah, we are. I can't. I will be so upset. Well, no, I'll be upset. Only because I want at least a, like, decent ending where I feel like, okay, resolute. Even if it's something I don't want to see. Do you think they're going to do the rumbling?
Man, I done seen that Titan in the wall so many times. That rumbling damn near finna happen.
At this point, though, if it happens, I'm not even gonna be shocked or surprised because it's been talked about for, like, 4 episodes now. And even again, we've known that these Titans were... I just want to see if this is real, you know? Like, if there really are... Like, they said... I think there's millions of Titans.
That's gonna walk the earth?
Or that are in the walls. But my thing is, where he get all these million? Are those people? Were those people that he turned into Titans? Or were these, like, did he just create? Like, can the founding Titan create Titans from thin air, kind of? Or does it have to be a person first? Because that's bogus.
Let me ask you this. You know that one episode when Beast Titan and Levi first fought?
Yeah.
And you were like, dang, how did they come out of nowhere? And like I said, was that season
3? Right, that was season 3.
Did Beast have those people just tied up, ready to get turned into Titans? The same way he had them, like, suicide bombers?
Yeah, I feel like probably.
Had just a row of people just tied up just like
this. Yeah, they dang near were probably on Car Titan, and Car was riding fast, dropping the mugs off, boy. Yeah, that's sad. He turned that whole city, Connie's whole town, into Titans.
Oof. Man, I'll never forget the animation of Levi just swinging through the Titans.
Yeah, no, seriously. The animation of him slicing up Beast Titan, though.
Yeah, Beast Titan scared as hell of Levi. That's why he had to join sides. He was like, man, you know what I'm saying? In order for me to be alive, I have to join Levi. Like, this man is a beast.
I just can't wait, though, when we get the episode where we finally get a long monologue from Zeke. So far, all we've gotten is, like, how Zeke feels or what Zeke's intentions are from other people. There's only been one time, really, that we got a decent amount from him, and it was when we got to see the meeting between him and Lady... I can't remember her name. But from Hiruzu or whatever. Yeah, Hizuru. That was the only time I really got to even hear him speak, you know? But... I just want to know where his head is at. I've always wanted to know where his head is at. As soon as we met Beast Titan and we saw who it was, what's going on? Because two of Grisha's sons are totally different. He reminds me a lot more of Grisha, though, than Eren does. How he looks, yeah. And I guess just, like, maybe it's the glasses.
Man, Zeke looked like Erwin Pops.
You think he looks like Erwin's pop? Oh, he looks like Erwin's actual, like, the way his dad looked. Mm-hmm. He does. He looks like he could be Erwin's brother, for sure.
That's who I thought Zeke was Erwin's pop.
Zeke's not even that old, for real.
He's not that old. But maybe he is old enough to be.
Probably like 20, like 7, I would say, because he only has 13 years, and what does he have, a few months left? He only has a few months left. I think that's why they were like, we have a few months, because Zeke has a few months. But he only has a few months left, I want to say. And from that flashback of when they all got their Titans back in the Dizay, he seemed like he was probably like 12, 13, 14. I can never tell in these animes, but he don't look like he was older than like 15. So, yeah, he's in his 20s. But man... just two totally different characters spawned from the same person. And yet, I again will always come back to this scene Okay. When Aaron touched Historia and he had that flashback of his father confronting the Founding Titan, I need to know what he saw that made him look like that. You remember the scene I'm talking about? He was frozen, frowned up. Historia was like, Aaron, what the heck? Like, okay, let's also talk about Historia. How are you feeling about her being pregnant?
Man, I just feel like the common folk over there is tripping. Like,
what you mean?
They, man, she pregnant? I'm gonna go, you know what I'm saying, turn her into a Titan anyways. Fuck it.
You know what I'm saying? Some of the common folk. What you mean, like the people that aren't in the, what do you mean common folk?
Like the people that are at that round table just chopping it up, talking about some man.
Those are commanders. I think those are commanders. Those
commanders?
You see? I think so.
That's what I'm saying. It was in Japanese. You know what I'm saying? I thought they was common folk.
I was going to say, you're talking about common folk. Yeah, I think they were, I want to say that they were commanders. I don't know how high up they are. Like, we talk about Pixis. Like, I don't think they're Pixis level, perhaps, but Pixis also just be too dang calm for my liking as well. Also, Alana, she seems too calm as well, too. I just think Zeke got everything. He has it all planned out.
Alana's the one that like Armin?
Yes. She definitely looks like Armin's tall, statuesque older sister, for sure.
Who was just calling her beautiful?
I don't know.
Wasn't somebody spitting G at Alana last episode?
Oh, it was Pixis. Pixis was like, whatever excuse to talk to a beautiful woman.
Yeah, Pixis was a slut.
No, definitely. Definitely sliding on Alana. But yeah, she just looks like, I'm here just waiting my time. Like, I just feel like, I don't know. You saw that explosion, though, in the next, like, the scenes for the next episode.
Explosions?
Did you see the scenes from the next episode?
I thought I did.
It seemed like it was like a building, like the side of a building, and there was like an explosion coming out of it. Yeah. So, I don't know. I just feel like somebody's... That was giving me the impression that someone's getting broken out. And at first I was thinking it was Aaron, but I'm pretty sure that his cell is like deep underground, more than likely.
Man, if I'm not mistaken... If I'm not mistaken, they were just talking about what's his name? What's dude name? Oh, they're talking about Zeke and how they're kind of like putting everything together. You know what I'm saying? They're basically like, man, Zeke a traitor. Zeke joined the other side. Zeke left on a blimp. He got all these cut up limbs. But where's Zeke at? Zeke gone. He over there. You know, so they already put two and two together.
But my thing is how do they know? Well, nah, they told us kind of. I was going to say, how do they know that Zeke wasn't just kidnapped? But it was clear that they had help from Marlians. But I thought that, you know, before we knew that Zeke had sent his people over there, that I thought that the Eldians at Paradise Island had just conformed. Is that the right word? Conformed? Just like conformed. Or rather the Marlians that came conformed to Paradise Island. Logic. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe just the people of Paradise Island kind of educated them on where what had happened there. Like, you know, what they had known. And they just kind of befriended them. I didn't expect that it was that Zeke had actually sent these people there with the intention of, you know, helping them to attack Marley.
Right.
But that makes sense because, I mean, the hate is so deep. The hate is so deep with them Eldians and Marley, boy.
And Zeke is really feeling that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Zeke, whoever, can't have a conversation by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
What? That's nuts, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Beyond all Marley and... power, just being true to Marley, and that shit weak as hell. Like, Zeke probably just realized, man, I sold my parents out for this weak ass country.
But he still be saying stuff about his dad. Zeke still has been like, I'm gonna correct what my father has done. Now,
in front of the Marlins?
If it's not in front of the Marlins, he said that to himself a couple times. And that to me is like really how you, you know, we've gotten that when he was in Beast Titan. Like when he, in season three, when he was fighting, when he was throwing the rocks at the Paradise Island folks, he was thinking to himself, like, look at you stupid fools. Like, why are you guys doing this? Too bad your memory was wiped. It's okay. Run to your death. I'll just kill you anyway. And he's like, and even him being like, I'll save you from all of this, Aaron. Like, I just feel like, I don't know. I think something is up with Grisha, perhaps. Or maybe he doesn't all the way agree with Grisha.
But that's season three, though, you know what I'm saying? Season three, he was really trying to kill him.
Yeah, you're right.
And 3 years later, he's about to die. You know what I'm saying?
But there was a moment he was like, I gotta make a change. Oh, no, that was still, I think that was season three.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Where is Zeke's mind at? What is going on? Man. Okay, yeah. What do you have any predictions for the next episode? You think, well, just in general, you feel like female Titan's gonna get up at some point?
I feel like female Titan will rise at some point. I feel like Gabby will find out that the family of the person she killed is really being extremely hospitable to her goof ass. I think Aaron is gonna hop up out that cell. If not next episode. He's damn near hopping out the cell next episode. Mug's going, we need Aaron already.
Yeah, I'm just surprised he hasn't hopped out the cell already. Yeah, because
that's
what he told, huh? He literally said, do you think this cell can hold me? Like, that was so crazy. I'm like, oh my God. But he's not lying, though. He's Warhammer Titan. Warhammer Titan is bomb. Bomb. Warhammer Titan is literally... I mean, again, watch my video, but top three Titans for sure for me. So I'm like, he's attack Warhammer and has a founding in him. He can jump in and out of Titans as he pleases. Why is he still sitting in that cell? Why hasn't he gone to talk to Zeke? Like, what is going on here? But maybe he's trying to still, like, you know, be amicable.
Yeah, because he really just went against the grain and did what he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And he probably understands that he really did fuck up. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't want to... He's still on... Like, I'm still on y'all team, you know what I'm saying? I'm not against y'all by any means. And I feel like if he had broke out, that's more or less the...
That is, yeah. But we're going to see, because it looks like we're going to get a conversation between him, Mikasa, and Armin the next episode. But I will also say, though, that, you know, where we're at now, I've gone back and watched some old episodes and stuff. The trope of him having to decide for himself what he's going to do, like, for either he's going to make a decision on his own or rely on Levi, rely on other people to kind of, like, guide him, has been throughout the entire series. And I'm like, oh, he's finally actually just doing what he wants to do, like, going off of what he thinks is best. And I think, I mean, I said this in one of the earlier podcast episodes. I appreciate that about him. I honestly, do I think it was wrong of him to go against, you know, the plans and go rogue? Definitely, you know, you could have really just fucked everything up with that one. But was he right that they needed time? I think so. But also it could be said that after war was announced on Paradis, it could have taken some time for them to actually, like, execute that. But how would they know unless they had infiltrated?
Yeah, they had just claimed that Aaron was the enemy. Yeah. Right before Aaron got on the ass. So
I feel like they had a little bit of time. They had a few months, but also, like, what's a few months? You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, either we're going to do something now or we're going to have to do something in a few months.
And I think that doing something now was the best option. You know what I'm saying? Because now you done messed all this shit up. All their whole navy just blown up. Mm-hmm. And that was crucial on Armin's part, most definitely.
Yeah, so what do you think that... How do you think Marley's going to approach this?
I think after... I mean, we saw that at the end of the last episode that Marley is trying to attack now versus the 6 months. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So I feel like we might get some action this next episode. I'm really hoping we get some action this
next. But you think Marley's going to show up with, like, whoever they have left, plus Cart, Jaw, and Reiner, and that's it? Like, what do you think they're going to do?
Yeah, Cart, Jaw, and Reiner. That's really all they got.
I mean, yeah. But they're up against Colossal, Attack, Warhammer, Beast Titan.
Mikasa and Levi.
Mikasa, Levi, Hanji, the rest of them. The other Marley soldiers who are raw, like, I don't know.
The other parody soldiers?
Yeah. But I genuinely feel like, though, it might be easier on Marley, and they don't know this, but I just genuinely think Paradise Island. I think this next episode is going to be all Paradise Island, and they're going to be all over the place. I think we're going to see, you know, Gabby finding out about Sasha, mm-hmm. and that causing disarray. And then, you know, it being like, hold up, who are these Marley and kids? Okay, I have to just, I don't want anyone to think, like, we're just hating on Gabby.
I'm hating
she,
on her.
I honestly hate to see when folks are like that. Like, that is so ridiculous to me.
I'm hating.
Like, I'm honestly taking it to heart because I do parallel so much of the Alien Dilemma to, you know, Black Plight. Or just, like I said, any minority group can... I think this resonates with any minority group that has been oppressed and, you know, in a similar type of situation. And, you know, you meet Black people that are, like, trying to prove to the world that they're a good Black person and not, like, bad Black people. Like, they're good and bad everything. They're yeah. good and bad Eldians, good and bad Marlians, good and bad Ackerman, you know, everybody. So, it's just a song and dance. You're tap dancing right now. And I hate to see it consistently. Like, let's grow beyond that. You're too smart for that to me.
Yeah,
and if you're not, you really are a pawn that was just molded. To, like, you're determined, like, it's taking away from her, like, determination and resilience to me. It's like she was formed into that.
Like, I say, man, Gabby's damn near worse than, I wouldn't even say worse, but just shit. You know, Black Republicans. Shit, Black Republicans are one thing, but she's like an extremist, fully right-wing Black Republican.
Yeah, like, down with the other Black people. Like, yeah, it's bad. So, yeah, self-hate is real with that one. But, yeah, I don't really know what I... Like I said, I think the next episode we're going to see more about that. I think that somebody's going to get broken out, maybe Alana. I'm just waiting to see this conversation between Zeke and Aaron. I can't wait for that. Because, I mean, at this point, they both know the truth-ish about each other, you know? At least about their father and stuff, so... Man, and will the rumbling happen or not? You're saying it's going to happen?
I'm really unsure on whether or not it's going to happen. I really do feel like there's a chance it's going to happen, just on the strength that we've gotten so many references to that.
Yeah, and at this point, they've now...
Titan.
They've evacuated Shiganshia, and so I'm thinking they're just going to let the Titans out that are in that one wall, you know, the outside wall of Shiganshia.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're just going to let those out and see what happens. I don't know if we'll see that this next episode, though. Maybe toward the end. But I wonder how many Titans are in that wall. All right. I guess we'll see. We'll see. We don't have that much longer to wait. But I'm just like, Lord have mercy. I feel like, what do you have, like, 4 more weeks of episodes left, kind of?
If that...
Do we know for a fact there are 16 episodes?
We don't know for a fact.
I read that somewhere, but I don't know. You know the blogs. But sometimes the blogs be knowing.
Well, I hope there's 24.
I hope there's 24. To be honest, the way the season is going, it feels like there's going to be more than 16 episodes. Like, there is just no way. You guys are going to give us 4 more 30-minute episodes?
Yeah, you can't wrap it up in 4 more episodes.
You can't wrap it up. Unless it really is, they do the rumbling, hella people die. And that's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that, and to me, that's not a great ending. I don't know.
It could be.
I know as soon as I said that, I was like, shoot, it could be. I mean, because I've honestly been just thinking that I just don't see any other way that this could end other than eliminating tons of people, you know? you know, the whole thing of, I had a Spanish teacher once tell me, weird that she was my Spanish teacher, but she was kind of saying that if we wanted to get rid of prejudice, now why are we talking about this? I don't know. But she was like, if we want to get rid of prejudice, to be honest, like to completely eliminate prejudice as we know it in our society, almost everyone has to die and like two people have to be alive to repopulate the earth. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah. Like stuff that's like deeply ingrained in every society. Like, no, we talk about this all the time. No matter where you're from, what country, there are people that are discriminated against for one reason or another. And if we want to eliminate that, it's the populate, like the whole society is going to have to be revamped. And so I'm like,
yeah, that's real. That's real.
But honestly, though, why can't Founding Titan, this just popped into my head, but why can't Founding Titan just, you know, redo everybody's memories? Does it only work on Eldians?
That's interesting. I feel like your Spanish teacher was spot on with that, though. For sure, spot on with that, because you can't change nobody's way of life. That's some people's way of life. You know what I'm saying? Our way of life may be to love others, and some people's way of life is to really hate on motherfuckers.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, seriously. And I mean, literally thinking about most societies are built on one group stomping on another. Like, that's really how it is. It sucks, but ooh, that is how it is. Wow, what a positive note to end the podcast on. I'm hoping that we learn something from this, though. I really am hoping that from Attack on Titan, I mean, I think we're going to get a very negative ending, I can't lie. But I'm hoping that we get, it would be nice to see some type of positivity come from the ending of this that maybe we can apply. That's asking for too much, though. That's literally asking for the writer of Attack on Titan to solve.
To solve humanity's issues.
To solve literal humanity's issues. Like, do you have the answers? He's literally like, I don't have the answers, Sway. But here's a crazy ending, though. Like, you know, like, he's like, no, I don't have the answers. But what we gonna do is give you a crazy and wild ending. Yeah.
Are we gonna make you watch this?
Right, like, you gonna finish the season now. And you might be like, oh, that's not solving the issue. But it's going to give him a good ending. He definitely does not have the answer, Sway. But, Aiden, thanks for coming on the pod.
Appreciate you
for having me. It's been a delight. Yeah, tell the people where they can find you yet again.
You can find me and also Trey, who did not make it, at Hess and Lawson, H-E-S-S and A-N-D, Lawson, L-A-W-S-O-N. You can find us on YouTube at H&L Kicks. You know, just tune in. We got a lot of fire. Actually, low-key, we got some The Anime Dunks on the way. I mentioned the Dunk Collection earlier in this video, but we also got a pair coming for Lene, so that's pretty cool, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm super excited for those. Y'all just don't even know. These are going to be my first pair of Dunks, and I'm like, they're gonna be my own Dunks. So yeah, we're excited. I'm nerding out over it. But yeah, guys, make sure you check them out. They're doing really cool work, like legitimately super cool work. And if you guys want more Attack on Titan and any other anime content, check me out on the Tube YouTube at The Anime Nay, all one word. I know it's weird, but it's all one word. And you can find me on social media at @the_anime_nay. Come connect, come chat. I have people that I talk to weekly about the show and every time the new episode comes out. So I love new faces. So come join the conversation. And with that, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Big Titan Talk. I'll catch you next time. Bye.